Tampa, Florida. You see behind me the beautiful buildings, the water, the palm trees, the wind is blowing. It is warm, and it was warm inside here at the JW Marriott Waterside here in Tampa, Florida. I want to say thank you to all of our sponsors that have helped bring all of our media day coverage from the Talk of Champions. I want to say a special thank you to our friends at Hill Counseling. Also a special thank you to the Chick-fil-A, which is located on West Jackson Avenue in Oxford and in Northeast Oxford. A special thank you to also our friends at the College Corner Store and Built Different Fitness, your spot to go to get to looking a little bit better. We appreciate all of our sponsors that help make all of our content here from Tampa, Florida and the Talk of Champions possible. It was a big day today. Today was Ole Miss Day, and we had a number of opportunities to speak with Ole Miss head coach Pete Golding, also here from running back Kewan Lacy, also quarterback Trinidad Chambliss, and William Echols, and they all did not disappoint. It was a big day, too, because Pete Golding was asked about tampering and what his thoughts were on that. And in the big room today, Pete Golding kind of doubled down after talking about being asked about all the allegations that Clemson head coach Dabo Swinney has made.
Hey, Pete. Dan Wolken, Yahoo Sports, right over here. Yep. Sorry to pick at this again, but how would you fix tampering, or is it something that cannot be fixed in this environment?
Let me put it to you this way, okay? Like, it'd be, so obviously you're a reporter, right? Would you quit your job before interviewing for another job or being offered another job? No, nobody would. But right, but we have a portal that you can go in with a do not contact. I'm gonna quit my job where I'm getting paid, and I'm gonna go in saying I need a new job, but nobody can call me to interview. Like, what have we created? So we've created it on top of representation for these players, right? That it's their responsibility to make sure they get paid really well and they also have opportunities. So by design, it's put a lot of people in bad positions. And let's not act like recruiting in college football for the last 100 years is the most moral thing, right, that's ever been existed. I mean, like, what are we talking about here? So I'm really not going to get into my feelings. I don't know how I've been educated to answer this question, right? Does that make sense? So we have a great compliance department, right, and all those type of things. But no, I mean, the model obviously has been broken, and I'm all for everybody being on the same playing field and doing the same things. I get it. But I think that's in any job, right? Like coaches, we're under contract. You don't think other ADs are calling us during the year? Same ones that are bitching about all this stuff are the same ones calling coaches, right, to come to other schools, right, and everything. So it's everywhere. It's in every profession. So I'm not saying I've got all the answers. I'm not saying that at all, right, if that makes sense. So we go about then the rules of the program, right, and how the flow, just like when you're on the interstate and people are flying by you, what do you start doing? You're damn right, you're going to get hit, right, if that makes sense. And this profession, you're going to get fired, right? So I'm not saying that, but I think there are a lot of people that are doing an unbelievable job, Greg being one, right, to make sure that, all right, everything's catching up. College football is constantly changing, all those type of things. So hopefully we'll all, you know, decide on what's fair for everybody.
At the end of the day, Ole Miss head coach Pete Golding loves this team. He loves this defense, and he's particularly special, especially fond of quarterback Trinidad Chambliss and running back Kewon Lacy. He talked a lot today about how he wants his kids to kind of be modeled after both William Echols and the quarterback and the running back on the offensive side of the ball. He talked about how it was important that they were not only great people on the field, but off the field as well. Coach Golding today was very candid, if you will. I thought he was very open. Talked a lot about the team. Talked a lot about the expectations, and even had a couple of jabs about former Ole Miss head coach Lane Kiffin.
I think that's up to y'all.
Okay.
No, I mean, I there's always going to be history. It's the ex, right? I mean, there's always going to be the history. Like, do you have an ex? Are you married?
No.
Okay. All right. Well, if you do get married, right, and you have an ex that your wife knows about, like, she doesn't ever end. She's never dead, right? Like, she's always going to get brought up. And so that's kind of it's where it is right now, right? That's always going to be there a little bit, which is fun to a certain degree. But, you know, the thing about this league, as y'all know, like, your focus better be on LSU. It better be on LSU week three, right? And if your focus isn't on a Kentucky at home and you lose the game and go to the playoffs, your focus isn't on a Florida on the road, right, when you're number five in the country and you lose in order to the playoff, like, you got to put your focus week in and week out in this league, which is what I love about this league. And then for us, the way our schedule's set up, we got Louisville, who's a top 25 team in a neutral site to open this thing up. If we're worried about anybody outside of Louisville, you better hold on. And so I think that's what I love about this league. It allows us as coaches and players, I know there's a lot of noise out there, to put our focus back on what's mattering, is the next opponent. But LSU will get our undivided attention in week three, and they'll deserve every bit of it.
But, yeah, Ole Miss head coach Pete Golding, let's be honest, kind of stole the show today, and it was a great day for Pete Golding. As for running back Kewon Lacy, he was good. Had a chance to visit with him one-on-one, and it was a conversation where I can't kind of asked him about what he was wearing and kind of some off-the-mark questions, but Kewon was kind enough to give us a few minutes of his time today. Here with Kewon Lacy. Kewon, talked to you a little bit ago. I know it's exciting. The Heisman campaign has kicked off, and you and Trinidad, big names on the sign. It would be cool to see the sign.
Nah, yeah, it's amazing having me and Trinidad for the campaign. Us being on there together means a lot.
Going into the season, what are you kind of enjoyed about Media Day today?
I enjoy just being out here experiencing this because I seen it this past year in my freshman year of all the great guys and leaders that's been here. So it's just amazing to be in this position now.
So nice suit. What went into the look today?
What went into the look? Fitch and Kelly, they got me right head to toe. We went with this tie. I believe it's like turkey feathers. Because I went hunting a couple months ago.
What about you? What about the shades?
Shades, these is chrome heart shades. Me and Tran, we said we were going to wear shades, chrome.
Tell me about the first game against Louisville. What are you excited about?
I'm just ready for football to start again, ready to go out there and compete at the highest level. And, of course, just set the tone for the rest of the year.
When you reflect on last year, you had an incredible year. We visited with you after the Sugar Bowl, and, man, you could tell it was a great game for you and a great game for Ole Miss. And then you fast forward. It was just an incredible season. What do you reflect on when you talk about last year?
I just reflect on, you know, how resilient and, you know, hardworking and you know what I'm saying, passionate, a group of guys where last year, no matter, you know, the distractions and the noise we had, you know, we all focused on the main goal and, you know, played our the best we can.
John David Baker, the new offensive coordinator. Is there any differences that you've seen between he and Coach Charlie Weiss? You know, I know Coach Joe Judge is there. It was there just like it was last year, but are there any differences between the two?
I mean, of course, you know, Charlie Weiss was he's a less talkative person. So, you know, having JDB come in and he's more of a vocal person, I feel like that's been very good. But for the most part, I feel like for the systems, we try to keep everything the same.
The wide receiver room, a couple names not going to be there this year. Obviously, Dejon Stribling is headed off along with Trey Wallace. Those were big pieces of that Ole Miss offense. What about Caleb Cunningham? What are some other names that Ole Miss fans could be looking for in that wide receiver room? Take a little pressure off you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Caleb Cunningham, he's definitely a young talent we have there with a lot of talent. I feel like, you know, once he gets his opportunity, he's going to go. But, you know, with Deuce Alexander, I feel like he displayed, you know, a lot of his talent last year, but the best is yet to come from him. Then we have Jonte Cook, you know, he's from Texas too as well, and he's just a very explosive player, and I'm excited to see him play myself. Then Horatio, he's just a big target. He's going to be one of our key players in next year, so it's a lot of weapons in the receiver room.
If you look at this Ole Miss fan base, what's it mean to see your name on the sign? What does the Ole Miss fans mean to you, and what's it mean to be an Ole Miss Rebel?
It means everything to me. I'm not going to lie. Like, coming in last year, you know, not being known a lot and, you know, having a transition from coming to another school, I just feel like the Ole Miss, you know, fan base and the community has shown me so much love, you know, even before the season. And we did, you know what I'm saying, all we could for the team. But I just feel like, you know, Ole Miss fan base is just so strong and the best fan base you can ask for.
One of the attributes, final question for you, Kiwan. Congratulations on all your success. But one thing I have to ask, what makes you such a good pass blocker? Because when you see that linebacker coming, boy, you really take them on. And a lot of people here have talked about how well you are in pass pro.
I just feel like it's a mentality. Plus, you know, Trent, that's my guy, man. I got to make sure he's able to stand up in the pocket. But it's really just a mentality for me. I just try to stick to my details and execute every time.
He's Kiwan Lacy, running back for the Ole Miss Rebels, here on the Talk of Champions at SEC Media Day. William Echols, the defensive tackle for Ole Miss, maybe the best player on the team. Incredibly talented, and I had a chance to visit with him briefly off camera and told him to tell Mr. Jean I said hello. They're Ole Miss through and through, and William Echols is definitely somebody that head coach Pete Golding was talking about because he is a mentor on and off the field. He even coached a summer league team back in Houston. Ask him about that today here in Tampa.
New players coming in, especially with Pete Golding stepping in as the head coach. Have you seen the buy-in from these new teammates?
You know, just believing in the system that Pete Golding has, especially as far as like defensive guys, just seeing the like understanding the scheme he has and how it can allow you to make plays. I feel like that's the biggest buy-in into PG when it comes down defensive wise. Just believing that you're in a great system and can make plays.
Houston, Mississippi guy, I saw you over the summer. You were coaching first base, summer league baseball. Tell us about your community and how much of the community of Houston means to you.
It means everything to me. Actually, the team I was coaching, they're from out of Oxford. I got a great friend named Sonny Holiday. He actually coached me growing up playing baseball, so he gave me and my friend a 12U team for the East Coast Sox out of Oxford. So I got the opportunity to coach the team. We actually played a tournament like a week before that in Corn Lake, so I got to get the experience, and I got to, you know, just bond with kids and impact somebody's life, you know. It's kind of crazy what these kids go through that we don't know about or what's on their mind. You know, just getting them to have the right mindset that they can do anything they put their minds to.
Coach Golding talked about you guys in the weight room. We saw the social media post, Therese Davis, monster numbers. Tell us about the offseason, how it's going, and what you guys are getting ready for the season.
It's been great. You know, Therese is strong. I'm really excited to see him play. Last year, he went through an injury that didn't allow that. So we had a great offseason. We had a new strength and conditioning staff that done a good job of you know, how we are able to recover after our training. So I feel like PG has done a great job in hiring the right guys.
Oklahoma's now a permanent rival for you guys for the next four seasons. Played them twice the last two. Just, you feel like that's a good matchup for you guys going forward?
I don't know how it's a rival if they ain't beat us, but it's a great game. I like playing in Norman. They had a nice stadium. Last year, it was, I think it rained before the game, so it was a good environment, and I'm excited to play this year.
Well, what do you remember about John Battier last year, just going against him at that Oklahoma offense?
He's a great player, and I'm excited to play him again.
Well, I've been asking a bunch of guys this week, what do you think is the toughest place to play in the SEC other than Ole Miss?
Probably Georgia. I've been blessed to where we've had a bunch of home games since I've been in school, but I've been to Georgia, LSU, Florida. It's probably between them three, honestly, but Georgia, we played them in Georgia last year. They got crazy up in there. LSU always loud, you know, it's just them. Florida also loud too, but it was the morning time it was loud, so it depends on the day, I guess.
I apologize if you've already answered this. Pete was talking about he thinks there's a lot more depth on the defensive line this year. Is that something you've observed as well?
It is. You know, that was one of the biggest things that I wanted to, you know, get after the game, like after the Fiesta Bowl last year was dealt to help me out and help the guys around me out. So we've had a tremendous amount of depth and some guys that can go play winning football, and I'm excited to see them play.
How can that help a guy like you just to get – just getting a breather here and there, how much can that make you a more effective player in the fourth quarter?
It can do a really good job. You know, I don't have to save on energy. I can go out there and play 100% every snap. And that not only can help me in the game, but they can help me with my, like, going forward to my job style, you know, just putting good product on tape.
Keaton Thomas was talking the other day about how much he enjoys or thinks he's going to enjoy playing behind you guys, as big and athletic as you are. On the flip side of that, how comforting is it for you to know that guys like him and Ferrelli and Santarin are on that second line to clean up, you know, what gets loose?
Them guys right there are really fast. So, like, you know, them guys being able to set the edge of the defense so we can allow us to go make plays and get to the ball carrier, you know, it makes our job easier.
Looking back, do you feel like that speed, not to criticize former teammates or anything, but that speed was maybe lacking a little bit on y'all's defense last year?
I mean, last year, I feel like a guy that really stood out and stepped up was Andrew Jones. He brought that fire to our defense that we needed, that who Paul brought last year, the year before that, my freshman year. So I feel like he did a great job. I won't say the speed was a problem.
How the new guys, Jonathan Maldonado, Blake Purchase, how have they been for you? What are your thoughts on the upcoming in the program?
Them two, they probably two of the best rushers I've been around. Blake Purchase has a crazy bag, and I wouldn't be surprised if he led the SEC in sacks. I just said that like 20 minutes ago, like he got it. He got a motor on it.
Defensive backfield, they've really brought in a lot of new guys there. What are your thoughts on the backfield?
Defensive backfield. Oh, they brought some great guys in. They brought Jay Crawford from Auburn in. And you know, safety, Edwin Joseph, Joel from Aguilar, from not Aguilar, but Aguirre or something like that, sorry. But from Georgia, them guys have been tremendous. You know, that was a big problem we had last year, you know, but we was able to cover it up by playing hard. So I'm excited to see them guys come in and play. We brought a freshman in. Dorian Barney, we've got a couple of freshmen that actually could play for us in the fall.
Following up on Neil's linebacker, with Keaton Thomas and Luke Ferrelli, your thoughts on having two new linebackers?
Them guys are great. You know, the way Keaton Thomas approaches the game, it's kind of like Poopaw, I was going to say.
Yeah.
And, you know, Poopaw was a great linebacker, All-American. You know, he's pitcher in a Ole Miss museum in Oxford. So, and Luke Ferrelli, he's a young guy, but he's very mature. So I'm excited to see them play.
Ole Miss quarterback Trinidad Chambliss's name is alongside Kiwan Lacy. They're both being touted for the Heisman Trophy here. CC Media Days, as we get ready for Ole Miss and Louisville coming up from Nashville in a couple of weeks. But Chambliss is just really happy to be an Ole Miss Rebel, and he had a chance to visit with us today. The quarterback for Ole Miss, name alongside Kiwan Lacy, the running back. The sign, the buttons, it's all about a Heisman Trophy, but even more for Trinidad Chambliss, it's about winning.
Is, you know, no matter what division you're at, like, you can do what you put your mind to. Like I said, like if you have the right mindset, you can achieve it.
Who's one teammate you think is going to have a breakout year and why?
One teammate that I think, okay. I'm going to say, I don't know. I'm going to say Caleb Odom, probably. But, I mean, all of our guys are nice. Like, it could be anybody.
So, how much do you replay that last row of last season in your mind? He's in the end zone, it's right there. Some people love it, might even be pass interference, but here nor there. But then how does that drive you and the rest of the team?
Yeah, you know, I don't think anyone in our facility has watched that game in months. I for sure haven't. I try not to think about it. You know, like I said, it's last year's, you know, old news, but really just focus on this year. But I mean, yeah, we were close. That play will probably haunt me for the rest of my life. And I mean, now we have a new season, a new opportunity, and hopefully we can rewrite that and make sure that might not happen again. See.
You were asked about some other Pat Manning Passing Academy guys. Guy who's here today, Marcel Reed. What have your interactions been like with him over the past? And then what do you see from his game when you watch him on film?
Yeah, Marcel's a great guy. He's a character as well. Super energetic. Loves football as well. But yeah, it was cool to, you know, talk to him, you know, throughout camp. And, you know, he was my roommate, so that was really cool. Gunnar Stockton was also my roommate. And then Kamario Taylor from Mississippi State was also my roommate too. So, you know, just being around those guys is really cool to, I guess, you know, just talk about our experiences and our journeys. And yeah, I mean, Marcel's dynamic. I mean, I feel like one word to describe Marcel is just dynamic. He can make a lot of things happen on the football field.
When the four of you guys are rooming with each other, any, you know, friendly competition, banter back and forth, anything like that?
Yeah, there was some joking conversations with Gunner about the Sugar Bowl. You know, they got us in the regular season, but we got them in the Sugar Bowl. But, you know, it's all fun and games. We know that there's a lot that at stake for us as quarterbacks, and they know what I go through. I know what they go through as quarterbacks. So, yeah, it's cool.
What does it mean to camp for the Heisman?
It really is nice, but, I mean, at the end of the day, I feel like, you know, individual success and individual awards is based off, you know, how good your team is and how far your team goes and what your team accomplishes. So it's cool, but that's not my main focus. My main focus is making sure that Ole Miss football and the offense and defense is good, you know, for week one and for every week, honestly. And God willing, if the Heisman is in the future, then so be it. You know, it's kind of like a plus, you know, if that's the case.
What are some of the differences just in the program, even logistically, meeting times, all that type of stuff, this year under Pete Golding compared to last year under Coach Kiffin?
Yeah, like I said, when PG took over as head coach, his main thing was, you know, stability within the program. So not a lot has changed, really. Same formats of meetings and stuff, but yeah, not much has changed, really.
Last is the offense.
Caught up with Zach Berry along with Jake Thompson, both of the Ole Miss Spirit, as we recap the day here from Tampa.
Anybody who's ever tried to book a hotel room in Oxford, Mississippi for an SEC weekend knows how quickly travel costs can add up. And honestly, the same thing applies for family vacations, beach trips, music festivals, or even getting away for a few days. That's why Outdoorsy is such a cool option. Outdoorsy is the most trusted RV rental marketplace in the country. And they make it incredibly easy to rent an RV or camper without actually owning one. There are thousands of options nationwide, many of them right in your own neighborhood, and you've got choices. You can drive it yourself, tow it, or my favorite option, have it delivered and fully set up at your destination. Plus, there's built-in peace of mind with comprehensive insurance, 24/7 customer support, and roadside assistance included. And especially for families or larger groups, it can often be more affordable than booking multiple hotel rooms. Whether you're planning the ultimate Ole Miss tailgate, a family vacation, or just looking to turn the drive into part of the adventure, Outdoorsy is worth checking out. Talk of Champions listeners can get all service fees removed from their booking in 2026 with code TOC at Outdoorsy.com. That's Outdoorsy, OUTDOORSY.com. And use my promo code TOC for Talk of Champions at checkout to remove service fees. That's Outdoorsy, a proud sponsor of Talk of Champions. One thing I've realized covering Ole Miss is I'm almost always on the move. Whether it's football camps, SEC media days coming up, baseball or basketball, I'm living out of my truck half the summer. That's one reason I've become such a fan of Quince. I've been wearing their linen shirts a lot lately because they're lightweight. breathable and comfortable enough to wear all day, whether I'm outside covering recruiting or sitting down to record Talk of Champions. They just work. I also like that Quince cuts out the middlemen, so you're getting really high-quality clothing without paying luxury brand prices. Make your summer wardrobe easier. Go to quince.com/TOC for Talk of Champions. Quince.com/TOC for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. Now available in Canada, too. That's Quince, QUINCE.com/TOC for free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/TOC. One thing I've learned over the years doing this job is that you never really know what somebody else is carrying. We spend a lot of time talking football, recruiting, and Ole Miss. But life's a lot bigger than sports. Everybody goes through seasons where they need somebody to talk to. That's one reason I found BetterHelp's latest State of Stigma report interesting. BetterHelp's 2026 State of Stigma report surveyed 2,000 Americans and revealed that 85% of Americans believe getting support is wise. Yet 74% say society discourages people from doing so. It's kind of a reminder that even though we've gotten better about talking about mental health, asking for help can still be difficult. If somebody in your life is struggling, don't be afraid to encourage them to talk to someone. Sometimes having that conversation is the hardest step. Don't let stigma stand in the way of support. Start therapy with BetterHelp. Sign up and get 10% off at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com. Welcome back, SEC Media Day. Brad Logan alongside Jake Thompson of the Ole Miss Spirit. Be sure and get all that content at the Ole Miss Spirit. That's onspirit.com, an affiliate of On3. To say that we're drinking from a fire hose would be quite the understatement. We literally, the place was filled. We run to electronic media. We come back, players, but a whole lot of stuff, but a whole lot of information.
Yeah, he got here a tad late. Had some issues leaving from Oxford, so I think Pete came in a house of fire, came in and fired up. Maybe he should run late to all of his press conferences and stuff. But I'd say if you're scoring it, I would say it was a 10-8 round. I mean, Pete came in, we had all those talking heads at the spin room after a debate. Mm-hmm. I would say Pete did fantastic, because I think there's a lot of people like, how is he going to be on his first time on this stage? And he came out and crushed it. He was just himself.
Didn't he?
He came out confidence-wise.
I didn't anticipate it.
And I didn't think he would shrink to it, but you never know, because you never know what questions are going to be asked. I mean, it's all sorts of stuff. And it was good questions. He was asked about Lane, and I think he said all the right things. He said, we're fine. You know, it is what it is. And set the table for how Lane can answer tomorrow. I think, going first in that situation is probably not the worst thing. And I asked about the Heisman campaign they rolled out and got an answer I wasn't expecting, a really thorough answer of why they rolled it out so early. And he was also asked tampering and gave a fantastic question or answer.
He tried to deflect it,
and then they followed up, and he said, fine, I'm going to tell
you
how I feel.
I'm just going to double down, yeah.
And he said, posed the question perfectly, that I think parents would pose, kids or spouses would pose, if you have a job and you might want to move, would you quit that first job while you're looking for the other job?
Perfect,
and the answer is, well, at first there was crickets. Because everybody went, nobody's ever thought of it that way or chose to think of it that way. And so, I feel like, A, that was him saying I'm just done with this, but I wouldn't be surprised if that's what he told, if anybody has talked to him of authority, in this investigation. And if he says that to people in the room in Indianapolis, they may go, well, you got a point.
We're in the room right here that everything happened. Over Jake's right shoulder was a representative for Ole Miss. And whenever he was going down the tampering road, that representative looked up. But, I mean, he didn't scowl or anything, but I'm beginning to wonder, I wonder what the university's, stance, if anything, is on it, because he went pretty free today. And I think it was refreshing, to be honest with you.
Well, Pete said what he said from the start when we asked him in the spring, is we have an IT, or we have a compliance department. That's their job. And then, when we've asked Keith or other people, we're doing through the process, it's happening, no comment. It's all staying behind closed doors. So everybody's saying what's kind of been said when asked, and I think it's going to stay that way. I know Greg Sankey, the commissioner, I think was asked yesterday by somebody about tampering, if the SEC has had any involvement or what their involvement is when it comes to that stuff and investigation. And he said, everybody has a glass house, which I think means be careful what you start, or what hornet's nest you kick up, because everybody's got one. And I've kind of been told that in the same capacity when asking about this. It's like, yeah, you know, we've got cards we can play if we have to play them. So I mean, everybody's kind of at fault in this. And Pete's answer about the tampering, and then also, like, you've got representatives. What are they, that's their job, is to go asking around. And then I think he ended up by saying it's a broke system, and so everybody's taking advantage of how broke the system is.
He did the speeding on the interstate. We've heard that. You know, somebody's driving 75 and they blow by you, and you go 70.
Yeah.
You know what? Where we at? And full coverage, by the way. We'll have this entire press conference is available on the Ole Miss Spirit. That's OMSSpirit.com. Any jump out? Anything the players said or anything that jump out at you? It's kind of run of the mill.
Everybody's handling it well. They went real fast. In fact, they're wrapping up now as we're wrapping up here. But, after being around Trinidad at the Manning camp, I know he was ready for today. I'm sure he handled it well. It looked like he was getting normal questions.
From what I thought, he obviously had the most media
I will
here
say, in the electronic room, because the transcript was up before he was in here with us, the first question was asked, what can the LSU quarterbacks, what kind of coach are they getting? Which, that's poor taste. That's not his job to tell. That's the LSU quarterback's job to say what kind of coach Kiffin is, and asking Trinidad that question first right off the bat, that rubbed me the wrong way, and that probably sets the tone for tomorrow or with LSU. But I think Pete set the tone himself, and it never really got out of hand. And the way he answered the Lane question, I think, was set the tone for nobody else really asking anything after that.
So I'm going to have you scoot over just a little bit. Zach Beery is going to join us. Zach, you've had a chance to stay in here with us, Jake. You had a chance to visit with a lot of people. What was your takeaway from the press conference today?
I think a lot of people are starting to realize just how good this defense can be. Doesn't get talked about a lot just because of Trinidad and Kiwan being the big names, the Heisman campaign and all that started. But I'm hearing more and more people talk about the defense. Will Echols talked about it a lot. He got a lot of questions about the new guys, the new faces, not just D-line. They asked about linebackers, secondary. You could kind of sense – I mean, Will's not a very chatty guy. He's very quiet, very reserved. But you could see his eyes light up when people were asking about the defense. I think that's the biggest thing for me, because you know about the offense. I think this defense has a real shot to be a top three unit in the conference.
I specifically, guys, asked Will Echols about Blake Purchase and Jonathan Maldonado. Mm-hmm. And to use Zach's words, his eyes lit up. So he's really excited about that defensive front. I asked him about the secondary. But, Zach, you and I Jake, we've all talked, and Ben Garrett back in the studio, this defense is not being taught enough. And to be able to talk to some of these players today, what were your overall thoughts offensively with Kiwan and having Trinidad? Jake was obviously down at the Manning Passing Academy. Offense is legit, it was really cool to get to see kind of the spotlight going the two guys in the Heisman campaign today.
Yeah, I mean, I think if you're looking at a transition year, whether it's a coach or just losing a lot, two positions that you really need to be dialed in at quarterback, running back. Either a quarterback that is cerebral, a leader, been there, done that, can let an offense get its footing in the first couple weeks of the season. Same thing with a running back. Like, you can always just turn and hand it off, and that helps. I think the continuity between those two is going to help, answer those questions with the wide receivers. Who's going to step up? Is Deuce Alexander ready? Is Jonte Cook going to take another step? What's the deal with, all these other transfers coming in. Yeah. Tight end, same thing. Daquan Wright's gone. Is Luke Haas going to be healthy? What's Caleb Odom going to look like, 25, 30 pounds heavier? I think with those two guys being as good as they are and leaders, like Pete talked about it, where he said that those guys are who he wants his kids to grow up to be like. I think that those kinds of locker room presences and leaders on and off the field is just going to help this offense take another step. I don't know if the wide receivers are going to be as good as Stribling and Wallace were last year, but I think as a group, I think you're going to see a deeper, and I think that depth is going to be utilized, where you're not going to count on two guys. It's going to be a handful. It might be Deuce Alexander one week. It might be Jonte Cook the next. It might be Daylon Gill the next. It's just going to be a lot of different guys, and I think the offense is going to benefit greatly from having Trinidad Chambliss and Kiwan Lacy. I know that's not really breaking news or, a hot take, but just those two guys and how good they are is just going to help the offense answer a lot of those questions. A
couple more questions before we get out of here for Jake and for Zach. Zach, you've talked to a lot of people, many on the national level. What's the overarching consensus about this team with Pete Golding in its first year as a full head coach going into the season?
I think you could see kind of how he's going to be with the playoff. I mean, that kind of afforded people to get a glimpse at it because he played in three games, or he coached in three playoff games. I don't think you're going to see a big shift. I asked Will that, and he said, you know, obviously now he can do a lot more things because he's the head coach, but he's the same guy. I think the consistency is going to be key. I had somebody use that word a lot, consistency. You know, you play LSU September 19th. Everybody knows that. But a lot of people tend to forget the week after you got to go to Gainesville. Mm-hmm. So win or lose, you're going to have to, you know, throw it in the trash on Sunday and get back to work and get ready. So either you're coming down off of, you know, a high, beating LSU at home, national TV, but then you got to go to Gainesville and take on John Sumrall in Florida, which John Sumrall probably neck and neck with Pete Golding as the most impressive that I've seen here so far in terms of being in the mic.
I'd have a hard time arguing that. Jake, before we get out of here, you asked the question in the main room about the Heisman campaign, the way it launched. I thought it launched perfectly right before Media Day, and Pete kind of responded, and I'll let you kind of summarize what he said, but it was basically those two guys can handle it.
Yeah, no, he said they're built for this, they're wired for this, is what he said, and they're two guys that have earned it and deserved it. And, you know, I think it helps be the first ones out of the gates, you know, what you want to do. You can control things in terms of that regard. Now they got to go play, though, and earn what he said that they're ready to handle.
He's Jake Thompson. I'm Brad Logan. He is Zach Berry. Full coverage for you on the Ole Miss Spirit. That's OMSSpirit.com, an affiliate of On3. Wall-to-wall coverage.
A lot of people are eyeing that September 19th game. If you're Ole Miss head coach Pete Golding, they're not saying anything about the game against LSU. They're all in on Louisville. But Coach Golding did say that when it's time to look at LSU, they'll give them all they have. Had a chance to visit with Jock Doucette, WAFB, Sports 9 in Baton Rouge, about the big game between Ole Miss and LSU. Welcome back to SEC Media Day. Brad Logan alongside Jock Doucette from WAFB 9 Sports. Appreciate you jumping on. Did I say that right?
That's, you got it right, indeed. I've been called a lot worse. Jock Strap. Jock Itch.
We visited a little bit ago. What have your takeaways so far from here at Media Day?
Well, there was only one LSU opponent yesterday. That was Auburn. The first day, Josh Heupel gave us a very unlikely Josh Heupel soundbite when he encouraged fans to load up on mustard and golf balls for Lane Kiffin's return to Knoxville. I think he said he was joking afterwards, but it's been okay so far. I wouldn't say it's been boring, but I mean, I remember in years past when you had Steve Spurrier, you had Nick Saban, you had these big players like your Tebow's and Johnny Manziel's and Leonard Fournette's and down the line. I don't want to say it's been lacking so far. It's always great. I enjoy coming and seeing all the media people like you and the coaches and whatnot, but I think now these next two days, that's when it really ramps up, when you have Alabama here, the Ole Miss LSU dynamic this year, you know, Texas A&M and some others. I think Wednesday and Thursday it's really going to get good.
When we look at Ole Miss and LSU and that rivalry, and you and I talked a little bit earlier, the old guard, if you will, remembers the Billy Cannon run and remembers the significance of Johnny Vaught. LSU kind of took a pretty good lead, you know, through the mid-90s. Ole Miss had a couple of runs there. Now it feels like it's kind of back to that level of the 50s and 60s. What are the LSU fans' thoughts in regards to Ole Miss? And obviously Lane now at LSU, but Lane at Ole Miss, it feels like this rivalry is back to where it was.
Yeah, it's burning red hot, at least on social media. You know, fans going back and forth now. I mean, how much of that on social media is real life? I don't know, but I certainly think, like, some people are like, I'm not sure I want to go to this game this year just because of how intense things are. You know, you think of going to a football game as being, like, leisurely and fun and stuff like that, and it's like, man, there's some animosity going on with some people on both sides right now. But, you know, both teams have struggled to win on the road. LSU hasn't won at Oxford since 2019, and I don't think – Ole Miss has won in Baton Rouge since 2008.
Jevon Snead, if you remember, for Ole Miss, and Houston Nutt was the last time Ole Miss won in Tiger Stadium.
Yeah. Boat raced LSU that day, won big. And there's been some games, I think, I mean, the Ole Miss game that they lost in overtime in Tiger Stadium a couple years back, I think if you're an Ole Miss fan, you look at that game and say, we should have won.
Yeah.
The young man, wide receiver from Lafayette, Trey Harris.
That's right. Just dropped the touchdown, the opening drive of the game.
Yeah, he was open, and I think Kiffin went for it on fourth down inside the five and didn't get it. And I think Ole Miss dominated LSU in the numbers all day long. And then at the end of the day, Garrett Nussmeier made a fourth down pass and then won the game in overtime. So I think that some LSU fans want to, you know, say, hey, we're LSU. We've won these national titles. Ole Miss is a little runt, little brother, and this and that. Well, that hasn't played out on the field. Ole Miss has beaten LSU a lot in recent years.
When you look at the September 19th game, we can't – LSU and Ole Miss, they have plenty of fish to fry before that 19th game, but you and I can look forward to that. Ole Miss fans excited about coming to Oxford. I've already said, you know, Tiger Stadium is such a fun place to watch a game. It's really odd that Ole Miss has not returned that trip from last year, but the way the schedule breaks out, LSU coming back to Oxford this year.
Yeah, like LSU last year hosted Texas A&M. That was Brian Kelly's last game before he got fired. A&M's coming back to LSU, so those are those kind of quirky things in the schedule. But indeed, I think that is the most highly anticipated perhaps game of the season. Now that Nick Saban's no longer at Alabama, LSU and Alabama is still huge, but it's not what it used to be now that he's gone. And because of Kiffin's connection to both schools and everything that's gone down, I think that is the most anticipated game of the year. Now, if you're LSU, you open up with Clemson and Dabo Sweeney in Tiger Stadium, and certainly he would like nothing better than to sucker punch Lane Kiffin in his first game as LSU's head coach. And then the week after LSU plays Ole Miss, they play A&M at home, and LSU's schedule is just loaded with tough teams. In November, LSU hosts Alabama and Texas back-to-back. Are you kidding? And then to close out the regular season, has to go to Tennessee and to Arkansas, two places that are going to be pretty cold probably in late November. And Arkansas always gives LSU fits, it seems like, no matter what. So, yes, it's a huge game. ESPN College Game Day will be there. Both whoever wins the game, their fan bases will be chirping and chirping loudly. But it is one game of 12.
Jacques Doucette from WAFB down in Baton Rouge, 9 Sports. Kind enough to give us a few minutes here at SEC Media Day. Jacques, thanks.
Thank you.
Homes and businesses from the whims of nature. You need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
Rebels, your truck is here. Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Oxford presents the all-new Ram Rebel. It's Ram, the Rebel way. Send an unmistakable signal. Rebel, 24/7. Ram Rebel, from your friend in the car business. Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Oxford.
Come by, let's be friends.
I'm Warrior Philip Hearn. Raising my family here in Mississippi, I've tried to teach my kids to help others. I learned that from my parents. And as a Mississippi lawyer, I want to help you too. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. You call, I'll answer. Let's get started. Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm today.
Bye, babe. Let's get to work.
Advanced technology to accelerate business growth. There's more to see.
Start my weekend.
C-Spire, customer inspired.
Life is made up of moments. We care about those moments as much as you do. We are Modern Woodmen, a fraternal financial services organization. Member-owned, not stockholder-run. Since 1883, we've supported families, strengthened communities, and helped people reach their financial goals. From protection to saving to retirement planning, let us help you plan for those special moments in your life. We are
down.
I was a little surprised that he did, but I thought it was awful refreshing.
I thought it was really refreshing. You said that really well. And I think, too, he answered it in the way that he was clearly taught to answer it, and that we have compliance at the university. But he also took that and took the fact that he's standing up there as head coach and took a step back for a little bit and answered it how any human having a job would answer it. And I think that was really refreshing to hear a head coach really relate to us on a personal level, in which the response was then nil. It was crickets, yeah. Right? So, I mean, it was really, really interesting how he took that pause. Definitely caught himself for probably saying some things, but I think it also answered it in the best way possible.
One thing also that was refreshing is nobody's really talking about the Ole Miss defense. We had a chance to visit. We'll talk about the players in a moment. But we had a chance to visit with William Echols, who I think maybe the best player on the team. And Pete really likes this defense, and not a lot of people were talking about it, but he was.
He was definitely talking about it. But I think, like they said in the main media section of it all, you know, you're coming from defensive coordinator, right, to now head coach. And so the entire team and Will Echols and everybody that's been involved, they have all been able to see that transformation. But it is also, you know, all sides of the ball are being coached by the head coach. So it's really important to see Will Echols not only talk about, you know, he really didn't talk about himself, really, if you think about it. He talked about the team, and, like, that was the forefront of it, and just that the year, this breakaway year that he had last year, and how excited he is to come back and do it again, but with a whole new season, whole new team.
I thought it was interesting about how he addressed Lane Kiffin, the former Ole Miss head coach who's now at LSU, by basically just dismissing it. Yeah, we're friends, but we know the game's big. I thought he did a great job deflecting that question, and obviously it's a big one on the 19th. The players, Trinidad, Kiwan Laishi, William Echols, what was your takeaway from those three players?
Those three players, along with the rest of the team, just because they all talked about, and in fact, it was quite interesting, Trinidad Chambliss, he said my team in an answer, and then he corrected himself and said, not my team, our team, Ole Miss. And I thought that's a lot coming from QB1, saying, you know, it's our team, it's not my team. And you don't find that in every quarterback. And, you know, Trinidad Chambliss, when he was just starting to get questions, the first thing he did was he asked how all of our days were, right? He asked us how we were doing first. And that's not something you find in a lot of quarterbacks. That's not something you find in a lot of media. But beyond that, that just goes to show how well Trinidad and the rest of them have all been raised. And to that point of how did the three of them, you know, talk today about the season, they all talked about a team, and they almost seem more unified together now than ever before. And I think that's really something to look forward to and really exciting if you're an Ole Miss fan.
That's it from here in Tampa for Ole Miss Day. Tomorrow it'll be all about Arch Manning, Texas, Mississippi State, Jeff Lebby, and, of course, Lane Kiffin and LSU. But today was all Ole Miss, and the Rebels took full advantage of both their Heisman campaign and all the excitement headed in to this year's season. Brad Logan here for the Talk of Champions and the Ole Miss spirit. Please stay locked in to the Talk of Champions. Had an incredible podcast today. You can see it right below this one on YouTube. Also, listen to all of our content on Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio. Here in Tampa, Florida, Brad Logan.
Homes and businesses from the whims of nature. You need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
Rebels, your truck is here. Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Oxford presents the all-new Ram Rebel. It's Ram, the Rebel way. Send an unmistakable signal. Rebel, 24/7. Ram Rebel, from your friend in the car business. Alan Samuels Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Oxford.
Come by, let's be friends.
I'm Lawyer Philip Hearn. Raising my family here in Mississippi, I've tried to teach my kids to help others. I learned that from my parents. And as a Mississippi lawyer, I want to help you too. If you're hurt in a traffic accident, 18-wheeler wreck, or have insurance trouble, call 601-720-3541. That's my cell. You call, I'll answer. Let's get started. Make your first call to the Hearn Law Firm today.
Bye, babe. Let's get to work.
Advanced technology to accelerate business growth. There's more to see.
Start my weekend.
C-Spire, customer inspired.
Life is made up of moments. We care about those moments as much as you do. We are Modern Woodmen, a fraternal financial services organization. Member owned, not stockholder run. Since 1883, we've supported families, strengthened communities, and helped people reach their financial goals. From protection to saving to retirement planning, let us help you plan for those special moments in your life. We are Modern Woodmen of America.